The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
So certified OPTAVIA coaches, and so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for all our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Please keep in mind that we will do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider, as they are also an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. We will begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight, and then Dr. Caesar will share a quick health tip for this week, and after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of the call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, hit star 6 on your phone to unmute. Please share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with the program. Then please hit star 6 again on your phone so that we can keep the lines clear. Here we go. Who's out there with us tonight?
Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm from Seattle, Washington. I had a physical transformation 7 years ago with this program, lost 70 pounds and got rid of my diabetes and high cholesterol and all that good stuff, and just been optimizing ever since. And now I'm a coach and been paying it forward as well.
I love that, Debbie. I'm also a 7 year ago story. So welcome to the call. Thank you so much for sharing. And
thank
I'm so glad that you're helping others. Thanks,
thank
Debbie.
You.
Who else is out there? Hi there, once again. Hello? Is anyone else out there? Want to introduce themselves and say hi?
Hi, this is Marie
hi.
From New York.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, I've said hello once before. I just love calling in and listening to everything. I went on plan a year ago at this time. In 2.5 months, I lost a little over 20 pounds. I've been in optimal health since, and I coach a little bit. I'm a part-timer, let me put it that way. So I just wanted to say hi.
Thanks, Marie. Even coaching part-time helps your own health, so there's it's nothing to apologize for. It's amazing for you and, of course, for the people that you get to help. So
it's
nice to meet you.
I love the program. It's a great program. Thank you.
You got it, Marie. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else out there? I'll share mine. I lost 40 pounds 7 years ago and have been really blessed to be working on my health ever since. And of course, be helping a lot of people improve their health as well. So it's really a blessing. Anybody else out there? If you hit star 6, we can hear you. Just share with us your name, where you're calling in from.
Hi, this is Denise from New Jersey.
Hi, Denise.
I started the program over 3 years ago. I lost 40 pounds within 3.5 months. I've been able to maintain my weight loss, and I have changed my life unbelievably. It has opened up so much more for me, and I just can't tell you. It's not about what you lose. It's about what you gain.
Exactly.
And I'm helping other people to find out the same thing.
I love that. Thanks for sharing, Denise. Who else is out
Hello.
There?
This is Diane, Dayton, Ohio.
Hi, Diane.
I just started
Hi, Diane.
The program. I finished my first week tonight, so I have my first weigh-in tomorrow.
Whoa, and you're here. Congratulations, and good luck on your weigh-in, and good luck on your program.
Thank you so much.
I love that. I'm so glad you joined. That's how you're going to maintain your enthusiasm and your excitement. I'm excited
I
for
hope
you.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. It's Mona. How are you? From New Jersey.
Hey, Mona. How you doing?
Good. Great. Great. I lost 50 pounds on the program, and I have tons of energy. Just I feel so much better. I don't have acid reflux like I used to have, and, again, I have lots and lots of energy. Just
I
love
it. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Mona. I didn't realize you were 50. That's so exciting. Congratulations.
Yes. Yes. Thanks so much.
All right. Anyone else out there before we turn it over to Dr. Caesar? Anybody else want to share? Just hit star 6 on your phone, and when you're done, hit star 6 again.
Hello, it's Louise.
Hi. Just hit star 6, Louise, so we can hear you.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Yep.
From Louisiana, Patricia.
Hey. Hi, Patricia. Oh, thought it was Louise. Welcome to the call. Share with us your success so far.
I'm brand new, and I haven't really started just yet. I have only one client.
Okay. What's your personal success? Have you done the plan?
Yes, and I'm going back because I gained like 3 or 4 pounds, and I didn't do the transition right, and so I'm paying for it.
Okay.
So,
okay, that's okay. That's what we're for, and that's what your coach is for, to help you through that. All right. Congratulations, Patricia. I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Dr. Caesar, take it away.
Well, thank you, Miriam, and it's great to hear all those success stories this evening. And welcome everyone to the call. This is Dr. Gregory Caesar. I'm a certified Optavia health coach for 9 years now and practicing physician from San Diego, California. I like to start these calls with a current topic pertinent to Optavia health coaches and clients. And this week I'd like to talk about telomeres, longevity, and Optavia. Now, most of you may be asking, what are telomeres? And we'll get to that in a sec. But I think we would all agree that we would like to live the longest, healthiest life possible. The challenge is, how do we know if what we're doing is effective, and how do we measure how effective our lifestyle changes are? Well, Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn of the Salk Institute here in San Diego has been studying these questions for way over 20 years, and for her work has been awarded the Nobel Prize for work on telomeres and longevity. So telomeres are the end caps of our chromosomes, the DNA structures that basically are our software for our bodies. Think of them as the tips of shoelaces that keep them from unraveling. Every time a cell divides, a little bit of a telomere is clipped off. And when there's no more telomere left, the cell dies. And if enough cells die, well, we die. And we are born with fairly long telomeres, which shorten as we age. And if that's all there was to it, then our lifespan would be pre-programmed from birth. But what Dr. Blackburn discovered is that cells have a mechanism to shorten or lengthen telomeres, and that changes in diet and lifestyle in adults and adolescents are reflected in telomere length in as little as 1 month. And so what shortens telomeres? Well, kind of what you'd expect. Smoking, poor diet, obesity, lack of exercise, stress, poor sleep, all those are associated with shorter telomeres. What lengthens telomeres? Well, basically all the things Dr. Anderson talks about in his Habits of Health, healthy diet and weight, movement and exercise, stress reduction, meditation, adequate sleep, healthy relationships, and active social life. And because telomeres respond so quickly to changes in lifestyle, Dr. Blackburn and her team was able to tease out some details in each one of these areas, which I think are quite interesting. So first, let's talk about weight and nutrition. The lower your body mass index, or BMI, the better, she has found in her studies in terms of lengthening telomeres, as long as you don't go below a BMI of 19. So lower the better. The good news there, it's pretty linear, and any weight loss helps. Diets are best for those high in whole grains and fiber.
Somebody who spoke, please hit star six on your phone.
Yeah, please press star six. Yes.
There we go.
Okay, great. So diets highest in whole grains and fiber, nuts, seeds, beans, fresh vegetables, especially green leafy ones and tomatoes. For fruit, berries are best. And plant proteins, especially soy, are best in terms of proteins, and worst are red meats and processed meats. So if that should all sound familiar, because that's basically our OptiVia 3-in-3 maintenance plan. In terms of movement and exercise, the less sitting, the better during the day, she found. And so maximize your NEAT points. And if you don't know what NEAT points are, read the chapter in Dr. A's Habits of Health and talk to your health coach. What they found out was that 45 minutes of exercise three times weekly is associated with maximal telomere lengthening, and that marathon runners gain no additional benefit, and ultramarathoners and those with extreme sports actually shorten their telomeres. A combination of aerobic and resistive exercise is best, and what's remarkable is they found that those with consistent regular exercise compared to their age-matched peers had telomeres that appeared 9 years younger. So quite a significant longevity benefit from not that much exercise. In terms of stress reduction, they found that getting out of unhealthy relationships lengthens telomeres, and that positive attitude and self-awareness is key. And that's a great benefit of being an OptiVia health coach, because we talk a lot about mindfulness and we undergo some mindfulness training. So being an OptiVia health coach is great in this regard. Meditation and yoga have great benefits. The good news is you don't have to go to Tibet and become a monk to see benefit, because as little as 15 minutes of meditation yoga a day should benefit, and all types of meditation and yoga showed benefit. So practice a little meditation yoga and you'll see great benefit. In terms of sleep, as we talk about in OptiVia, 7 to 8 hours they found to be optimal, but sleep quality is also very important. They found that disconnecting from screens 30 minutes before bedtime was associated with optimal sleep quality. So turn off your cell phone, computer, and TV 30 minutes before bedtime and keep screens out of your bedrooms. In terms of social life, healthy relationships are key. Active social life and a sense of community and purpose, which I think we all have in spades, those of us who are OptiVia health coaches. So to sum up, each of us has great control all over our longevity, and that the OptiVia lifestyle and community contains all the elements known to optimize longevity. Now, in this season of reflection and New Year's resolutions, congratulate yourselves on your progress so far and resolve to continue your OptiVia path into the new year. And with that, let's get to people's questions. To unmute yourself, well, just a reminder, hit star six, give us your name, whether you're a coach or client, where you're from, how long you've been on program, what your weight loss journey has been to date, and then pose your question. So who is the first caller who has a question?
Well, if nobody else is asking questions, I'll jump in there. I have actually three clients that have problems.
Okay. Hello. Go for it.
All right. So one of them has what's called a skin disorder, a candida that affects her skin. And so it's been really, really difficult for her to find anything that she can consume that doesn't cause her additional issues that way.
Have you ever heard of anybody else having that kind of a thing where her skin just actually melts away? It's not the fat that's melting. It's the skin on the outside. It's really painful. And so she's gotten started, but she's very gingerly taking it. She's not doing the full 5-in-1. But can you shed some light on that?
What did you say the name of the disorder was?
It's a skin candida, or candida of the skin.
So as a yeast infection of the skin?
Yeah.
Okay. Is she diabetic?
No. But she's about, I don't know, I think she said 75 years old, and this has been a problem for a long time. Of course, she's gained weight because she... because you can't lose weight. But she's concerned about going into full 5-in-1. And I thought, well, I'd like to get her on the line here, but she didn't jump on. But I just thought I'd see if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, I can. I mean, I think all physicians have come across patients who've had problems with fungus and yeast conditions in the body. And I would say in a general sense, we usually worry about conditions such as diabetes, because what feeds candida and yeast and fungus is sugar. And so we always worry about diabetes. And so mm-hmm. a diet that's lower in carbs and low in sugars.
About 3 weeks, and she's really ecstatic. So she hasn't gotten really into the full 5-in-1. She's worried about the ingredients that say sugar on it,
carbohydrate and sugars in our program dramatically less than what most people get in their usual diet. So, and some of those sugars are plant sugars, which are not absorbable and metabolizable. So, this program is typically great for those with sugar-related problems. And sounds like she's done great so far, and I encourage her to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. I'll clear the line, so if there's somebody else. I have a couple others if there isn't, though.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hi. I have a
Hi
question.
There.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfectly. Hi. So I have a client who started the 5-in-1 2 months ago, and since starting the 5-in-1, she has not had a cycle, a menstrual cycle, both months. Her tubes are tied. She is in her late 30s, and she pretty much has followed the program complete, except for had a splurge on Thanksgiving. Other than that, she's done the 5-in-1, except for she has not gotten all of her feelings in some days. She's a nurse, and she works a very hectic schedule. My suspicion is it's from not enough calories, from not eating all of her food. But I'm curious what your thoughts are on that. If you had any advice.
Well, I'll let Miriam comment on this first, and then I'll comment.
Thanks. Okay. So my first thought goes right to, I was a nurse, and I know that I wasn't. I know that feeling of not being able to really even take the time to eat. But please share with her that what I did, I wore a lab coat. I was a manager, so I had a lab coat with 3 pockets. And when mm-hmm. I left my office for the day to run around the building, I had 1 bar in each pocket. I would eat in the elevator. I would eat while I was running from place to place. But my timer went off on my phone, and somehow I woofed a bar. So I get that piece of it. Okay.
Yeah.
So please share that. And then the other thing is, nutritionally, it's super the 5-in-1 is so amazing because you get everything that you need in the 5-in-1 for nutrition. Both mm-hmm. in terms of calories, nutrients, vitamins, minerals, all the macros that you need just to lose weight, but also just to feel great. So the first thing that I would suggest is that when our bodies are under extreme stress, which weight loss can cause stress, or lack of nutrition can also cause stress, as you would know, can affect our cycles too. So what I would really, really, really hope that she can do is just try to at least start with doing the program as precisely as she can. I think, and most of the time when those things happen, I believe Dr. Caesar, chime in, especially, exactly what you're describing. And I know the stress and I know the schedule and I know what the day probably looks like for her, really do. Stress can do it. Lack of nutrition can do it. But there's stress reduction techniques that we help out with that Dr. A talks all over the end of the Habits of Health book. And I'm certainly getting all her nutrition, all her water intake, measuring her lean and green, just to make sure that she's doing it as precisely as possible so her nutrition is maximized. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was my suspicion, that I just wanted to make sure that I was thinking correctly. Did you have any other insight into that?
Dr. Caesar?
I agree 100% with what Miriam said. I'm sure she gets the complete program is important because too much of a calorie reduction itself can stress your system and put you in a state of stopping menses. If she's on the 5-1, getting all of her feedings in, making sure stress is under control and it persists, then the question would be, is it really related to the program or something else going on in her system? And so I would say if she's doing all that and she's continuing to have this problem for another month or so, then she probably should consult with her physician just to make sure nothing else is going on in her system. But otherwise, I think exactly what Miriam said is probably true.
Yeah. She did consult her doctors. Her doctors recommended she go off of her nutrition plan for a couple of months until her cycle came back. When I found out she wasn't following the program the way it's supposed to be followed and not getting all the nutrition, I suggested maybe not going completely off program, but maybe doing something like the 4-2 to, definitely make sure she's getting enough nutrition and try to regenerate those cycles. Obviously, I would never want to go against the doctor, what did her doctor say, but she really wasn't getting the bare minimum of the nutrition consistently.
Curious, how much weight does she have to lose?
Does she have to lose?
Yeah.
Or has she lost?
Does she have to lose? How big is she?
She has a pretty significant weight loss. Think about 100 pounds.
And how much has she lost so far?
I think she's lost about 12 pounds. That's the other thing is that she lost really consistently in the first 2 weeks, and her weight loss has slowed down quite a bit, which I suspect is because she's not getting enough nutrition, so her body's slowed her metabolism down.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. Paradoxically, skipping fuel things does have the paradoxical effect in a lot of people of actually slowing down weight loss because their body goes in a super conserving mode, which would then also put her in a state of not menstruating. So I think if she's got that significant weight loss, I think Miriam's suggestion of trying a 4-2 or 4-2-1 until she kicks back into regular cycling and then moving forward. But getting all of her calories and fuelings is going to be key, both to her weight loss.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. Come back and let us know.
Good luck.
Okay. Thanks.
And who's next?
All right.
Hey there. This is Cliff Hawk.
Hey, Cliff.
Hi, this is Cliff Hawkberg. Hey, how you doing, Miriam?
Thank God. Fire away.
So, great. I have a question. And, we have our clients who are taking thyroid medication. We have them avoid a soy-based, first fueling of the day, and, waiting that hour, let's say. And what's the reason why, or is it possible for physicians to have their patients take their thyroid medication at night instead of waking up early in the morning, since it's once every 24 hours? That would seem to me take away that limitation of that first soy-based fueling.
Some people do that. Some people take it if they get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. They'll keep it in the bathroom. Laura used to talk about that a lot. Can I be really honest? I've had clients ask their physicians who said that it's speculated. It's not even necessarily true. That said, don't worry about it. But we recommend, just in case it's true, that window.
Correct. Yeah. Well, it's funny. I've had a couple of patients ask their physicians, can I take my thyroid medication at night? Well, no, we really want you to take it in the morning. And I don't know if it's kind of like a tribal mentality if that's what they're used to doing, or if there was actually any reason why it should be a morning thing. So I guess, maybe there isn't. It's just people are used to practicing the way they practice, perhaps.
Right. I got news for you. If I had to take it, I'd never remember to take it in the morning. I would have to take it at night to be compliant.
Yeah.
That's just the way my world is. So,
Sounds great.
I'll just add to that. Something else pitching in here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and just what I had been told by my doctor is the fact that you have to wait, I don't remember, is it 2 to 3 hours after you've eaten to be able to take it is why it's usually recommended in the morning, because your digestive system hasn't worked enough to be able to take it at bedtime if you're fueling within an hour and a half before going to bed.
There you have it.
Is that right? Yeah, that's what my doctor told me. Up in the middle of the night, then it'd be great.
All righty, take care. I'm going to get on the Habits of Health call. Take care.
Thanks, Cliff. Everybody, thank you so much for everybody who participated. We have another call that I'm going to share information about. Remember, you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast, and you can hear a few prior week's recordings on your health coach's website as well. The playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. If you have any questions in between support calls, please first connect with your coach. And for additional help, you can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And, of course, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually begins right now. To access the webinar, simply access Zoom by logging in to zoom.us on your computer or downloading the free Zoom app on your phone, click join a meeting, and then enter the meeting ID 113-312-513. That's 113-312-513. Congratulations on investing some time in your health this evening. We're so glad you joined us. Thanks, Dr. Caesar, and have a great night, everyone.
Thank you, and thank you, everyone.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.